Where are the best management training courses? Are you searching for the best management training course for yourself or a colleague? There are numerous types of management training courses, and the different types vary in their training style and approach. 1. The worst kind of management training courses are geared more towards having fun and learning through fun activities such as building towers and crossing rivers on a raft. This is great fun, but does not help much because it does not translate to the work context. 2. The next type of management training courses are geared more towards the delegates sharing their own ideas and experiences by means of breaking off into groups and being ready to reflect back to the rest of the group, which means the trainer is not training anything. The trainer is now a facilitator. The training is now a meeting. 3. Other management courses are descriptive training sessions. They tend more to the description of character types and communication styles. On these courses, you fill in questionnaires that reveal what type of person you are. For example, you might find out, on this course, that you are a shaper or a reflector with a Theory X management leadership style. It is a little bit like discovering your astrological star sign, which is meant to describe and predict your behavior, but does not change it. On these courses, there is no right and wrong, merely difference. Your task is to learn to live with other types, and recognize that there is no right way to do things. Only difference. 4. On the final type of management training course, there is, indeed, a right way, and a wrong way to do things. Therefore, this is the best type of course, because it is so helpful, it is the more prescriptive type of training course. This type of training course prescribes the best responses. This type of management training claims to provide you with detailed instructions that do describe successful, intelligent action. This type of training will give you detailed instructions. Exactly what you should say and do in order to be more efficient as a leader manager. Exactly what you should refrain from doing in order to prevent yourself from repeating common mistakes. Because the different management course types vary so much, some are better and more effective than others. Let us investigate. There are numerous types of management training courses, and the different types vary in their approach. 1. Some are geared towards having fun. 2. Others are geared towards the sharing of ideas. 3. Others are descriptive training sessions. They describe the situation you are facing. 4. The final type, our type, is the prescriptive training course. They prescribe best responses. Because the different management course types vary, some are more effective than others. Let us investigate. 1. Management training courses that are geared towards having fun. On this type of management course, there is often upbeat music, and there are many learning experiences and games designed to make the training fun. The assumption of the course is that, if the training is fun, you will enjoy it, and enjoyable training is good training. There is an obvious flaw in the reasoning here, but I'll leave you to say what it is. 2. Management training courses that are geared towards the sharing of ideas. These management courses are based on the assumption that nobody can be really sure of anything, and so the best thing to do is to assume that everyone's opinion is valid to some degree. And therefore, one should remain open-minded, listen to every point of view from everyone being expressed, and be prepared to try it and see if it will work for you. As a result, these courses have a lot of flipchart work where the trainer says to the delegates, "Now I want you to break off into groups of four, brainstorm your ideas on how to handle difficult people, and be ready to feed back to the group in half an hour." Then the expert trainer sits down and reads his book. Later he facilitates a feedback session where all the delegates listen to the other delegates' training ideas. 3. Management courses that are geared towards descriptive training. These management courses offer various models that describe the way people act and how they vary. These courses ask the delegate to complete numerous questionnaires and psychometric tests which reveal your particular communication style, learning style, leadership style, personality type, introvert or extrovert, Jung, X or Y motivator type, McGregor, team role, Belbin's. Whether you are a parent, adult, or child, transactional analysis. Whether you are more visual, auditory, or kinesthetic typology, NLP, etc. So, when you leave the course, you are aware that you belong to the set of individuals that are intuitive, introverted, who likes active learning, who speaks using visual language style, and who is predominantly motivated by fear. The assumption is that knowing all this will, in some way, help you to know exactly what to say and what to do when you get back to the office. It won't. 4. Management courses that are geared more towards prescriptive training. Those management courses that are geared more towards prescriptive training make a specific claim. They claim, "We have developed a method that works. It is a set of specific, named principles that, if followed, will prescribe to you a better way of operating than your current method of man management." This type of course claims to have discovered the correct method, and the trainer promises to spend the training time defining the concepts, explaining methods, giving concrete examples, applying the model to the delegate's specific situation, giving the delegates time to apply the ideas and to practice, answering the delegate's questions, give corrective feedback, so that by the time the delegates leave the training course, they have a valid theory to guide their actions. They know how to apply the theory and put it into practice. They understand why the theory works in practice. And they could teach the methods to other colleagues who did not go to the training. We believe the trainer should have answers to the following delegate questions. What should I do? What should I say? What should I not do? What should I not say? Why? How specifically do you suggest I do all that? We prefer this fourth type of management training, the prescriptive type of training. If you agree with this approach and you want to know more about the training, please follow this link to our 2-day management training course.